Hello, friends. Welcome back to Grace for My Home. I'm glad to be back here with you guys this week. Look forward to sharing with you. And, you know, my hope, my prayer is just to be an encouragement to you because I know how difficult being a mom can be. It is the most blessed job in the world, but it's also one of the most draining jobs because we don't just do hard work, we do heart work. You know, we're constantly pouring out, we're constantly, you know, working and constantly trying to keep the main thing the main thing. And that can be exhausting. So my heart's desire is just to encourage you in the important work that you're doing as a mom. And it is very important. Don't let anyone convince you otherwise. And I've been going over with you the four roles of a mom. And where I came up with these four roles of a mom is because when I came home to be with my children and eventually to homeschool them, but not at first. At first, I didn't know that when I came home to be with them full time. I really had no concept of what my job was. I just knew I wanted to raise them. I knew I wanted to be with them more. I wanted to love on them. But when I came home, it seemed like I was just so overwhelmed with the to-do list. You know, it just seemed like to be a good mom seemed like, you know, it had something to do with washing clothes and it had something to do with cooking meals and it had something to do with, you know, keeping the house in order. It had something to do with getting everybody where they needed to be and, you know, all the doctor's appointments and things. But it was just like a big old list of things to do. And I thought, you know, if I do all these things, maybe that means I'm a good mom. And I'm going to tell you, the to-do list never ends. And you can do all the things on the to-do list and still miss the most important things. And so as I was going, you know, as I was praying through and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what is my job here? What am I supposed to be doing? It helped me to back up and not just think about, you know, all the stuff that I have to do or that needs to be done and think about what is my role here? You know, what is my assignment here? It's more than the laundry, right? I mean, I know that that's important, but it's more than that. It's more than the everyday things. What is the overreaching, most important? If I don't do this, then I haven't done what the Lord has asked me to do job. What is that job? And so I started asking the Lord, Lord, show me what I'm here for. You know what? I'm not just a housekeeper. You know, I'm not just a babysitter. Show me, Lord, as a mom, what's the calling? What's the high calling of being a mom? And He helped me to see my job as a mom, as a profession, to see the roles that a mom has in a home, not just the things that we do, but who are we as moms? And so I've tried to break it down for you into four main roles. The first week we talked about the servant leader. Being a mom is being that example of a servant leader in our home. Jesus said to His disciples, I am giving you an example. When He washed their feet, He said, here, I am showing you what kingdom work looks like. You know, He told them, He said, In the world, it's the one who is always, you know, the leader is the one who's always, you know, they're being served by everybody else, but not in my kingdom. In my kingdom, it's the leaders who are the servants. And so as a mom, we are that example of the servant leader, one of the first examples that our children will ever see. And that's kingdom work. So that a lot of times that involves the things that are on the to-do list, but it's a higher calling than just marking off things on the list. It's being that example of this is what it looks like to love and to serve out of that love. Number two, I spoke with you last week about the instructor or the teacher trainer. And that's one of our most important roles as a mom. Well, they're all most, I'm going to say that about every one of them, aren't I? Because they're all important. But that's one of our roles. That's the role where we instruct and teach our children. We explicitly instruct them. You know, being a servant leader is almost it's an example. And a lot of times it's an unspoken example. It's just an abiding example of Christ in your home. But as a teacher and trainer, you are putting words into the minds of your children. You're showing them explicitly, this is who God is. This is what God requires. This is what His Word says. See, and I see being a teacher trainer or an instructor to your children as us taking truth and bringing it to our children. You know, we're giving them a diet of truth. This is how we think. This is how we live. This is what God requires. And it's bringing God to our children and telling them, and they need us to tell them explicitly, this is what God requires. This is who He is. And that forms in their mind their understanding of who God is and who they are in relation to Him. Because, guys, we can't really even know who we are unless we know who God is, because He's the one who created us. And so as a teacher and a trainer, we're giving them our words and we're training them in the way they should go. It's a very important calling that we have. But today I wanted to talk with you about the prayer partner. We are a prayer partner with God for our children. And I say a prayer partner because as moms, we are partnering with God in prayer for His will for our children's lives. You know, we're not just praying what we want, we shouldn't just pray what we want for our children. I know that we all want good things for our children. But the most important thing is that we pray what God wants for our children. You know, we may want something or we may pray something and we think it's the best for them, but God knows the plans, the purposes, the path that He has chosen for our children. And so as prayer partners, we partner with Him to pray His will over their lives. So we partner with God in prayer for our children. We're bringing our children to His throne room and presenting them to Him and say, Lord, here are these children that You've given me. And I'm bringing them to You in prayer. I'm covering them in prayer. And guys, that is so powerful. Do you know what an awesome responsibility we have as moms? And an awesome privilege we have to be able to bring our children to Him in prayer. There is no other person on this earth that will pray as fervently for our children as we are, because no one loves them as much as we do. So the prayers of a mom are very powerful. And I honestly believe that there is no gift, and I don't say this lightly, there is no gift that we can give our children that is as important as sending them out into the world prayed for, covered in prayer. It is the best gift that we will ever give our children. And there's something about partnering with God in prayer, bringing our children to Him, that causes us, helps us to trust Him. You know, if we're always doing, right, if we're always trying to do it, and we're always concentrating on, you know, if I've got to teach them the right things, and I've got to train them in the right way, and, you know, and I've got to do all the right stuff, then we can start to believe that it's all by our power and by our ability. But that's not true. It's by God's grace. It's all by grace. You know, even our work, even the work we do by the strength and the grace and the wisdom that He gives us. So when we go to the Lord in prayer, when we bring our children to Him in prayer, it reminds us it's not about me. It's not about how good I am, how wise I am, how strong I am, how spiritual I am. It's about God. You know, our prayers are powerful because we're praying to a powerful God. And it helps us to have faith, not in our own ability, not in our own strength, not to trust in our own strength, but to trust in God. And He moves on our behalf. I really do think sometimes the reason we don't pray more is because we forget how powerful our prayers are. And I want you to think of praying as it's like depositing jewels into a treasure chest. It's like, you know, when you're praying for your children, you are storing up jewels for them that it may be years and years and years before the answer to those prayers are seen. But you're storing up treasures for them. You are passing on a heritage to your children that God will continue to answer all the days of their lives. That's how important your legacy of prayer is for your children. You know, even if right now you have adult children that maybe they're not serving the Lord, you know, maybe you're not even sure about their relationship with God. Pray for those children. Pray for your kids. God hears your prayers, and there's nothing more powerful than a mama's prayer. And if you lack the words, ask Him to give you the words. I have to pray that all the time. Lord, please give me the words. I do not have any idea right now how to pray this prayer. I just know they need prayer. And He will put the right words in your mouth. A lot of times it'll be His word. You know, as we read, sometimes I'll read through the Bible and I'll think, oh, that's good. I'm going to pray that over my children. You know, how many times have I prayed for them and said, Lord, I pray for your plan and your purpose for their lives. You know, I've read through Ephesians and just prayed the book of Ephesians over my children. There's so many good prayers in there. You know, same thing with Philippians. I've read through where it says, rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. I'll pray that over my children. Lord, I pray that my children would rejoice always, that they would have a joyful heart. You know, and when it talks in Philippians about how, you know, think on the good things, those things that are true and lovely and of a good report, I pray that over my children. Lord, let their minds think on the good things, the things that are good and lovely and of a good report. Let those be the things that they're drawn to. Let those be the things that they're attracted to, and not the vain or the profane things of this world that are so prevalent today. Let their hearts love those things that are lovely. And God will answer those prayers. Now, you may never see it, right? Sometimes I think we hesitate to pray because we just, you know, maybe we just hadn't seen answers, right? And so you think, is this doing any good? It's doing a lot of good. It's an act of worship and obedience, but it's also storing up treasures for your children that will last way beyond your years here on this earth. And I believe that. I believe that. And because I believe that, it helps me and encourages me to continue praying. And I want to encourage you to be a praying mama. Now, when I was, you know, first starting out on my mama journey, I gathered books of prayer. And from different sources, you know, I would look on Amazon, or I would, you know, look in Bible bookstores, and I would find these little books on prayer. And that really helped me. Now, I would veer off, but that's what you're supposed to do. Those little books gave me like a springboard to jump off of. They gave me words when I didn't have words. So I would start praying the words in that book, but before I know it, I'm praying my own words. You know, God has given me my own words. And so if you struggle with praying for your children, I encourage you to get online, go to the Bible bookstore, find a book of prayer for your children, and pray those words over your children. You know, give yourself that little push, you know, that push that you need. And I've even seen little devotionals where you pray for your children daily. And I love those. I will let you in on a little secret. I'm writing one. I have all the prayers composed. I've got them all written out. I've just can't find the time to put it together right now, but I'm trying to put it into a format that'll be helpful for you. But I love those little prayer books so much that I thought, I want to do this for the ladies that listen to me, because I really believe it has been a blessing. Those types of books have been a blessing in my life, and I'd like to bless you in that way. So just keep your ears open. So I just encourage you in that. You know, I encourage you to see yourself as a partner with God in prayer for your children. You are bringing them to Him in prayer. And I have done an episode, it was probably my second or third episode that I ever did, on bringing our children to Jesus in prayer. And it delights His heart. I can confidently say that. It delights His heart for us to bring our children to Him in prayer, and He delights to answer those prayers. And they need our prayers. They need our prayers. They don't even know what they're going into the world to face. We don't even know what they're going to face in this world. But we can have confidence that God loves them more than we love them, and that when we cover them in prayer, that that God's hand is on them, and there's a grace on them to face whatever is required of them. So I just want to encourage you and let you know that one of your roles as a mom is a prayer partner with God. When you enter into that partnership with God, when you come to Him and bring your children to Him, you will see His hand move in their lives. You know, we all have our issues, right? I just want you to know, you know, I don't often bring you I don't share a lot of my issues with you, but we all know we got them, right? And our children do too. And one of the things about prayer is, you know, we cannot reach their heart in our own strength, but God can reach their hearts. You know, so many times over the years, I've seen issues in my children's hearts, and I've addressed the issues, and I've talked with them about the issues, and I've corrected them, and, you know, and I've tried to impress upon them the importance of dealing with these things. Maybe it's anger, you know, maybe it's jealousy, you know, maybe it's unforgiveness. And I have, and by grace, I have, you know, I've shared some things with them, and hopefully that's been encouraging. But there have been many times that I've just had to commit it to the Lord in prayer and said, Lord, you know, I'm obviously not getting through here. You're going to have to get through to this one, how important this is. You're going to have to put in their heart a desire to obey you and a desire to obey me. And He will do that. And a lot of times in those situations, praying for our children is a lot more effective than us nagging the same things over and over and over. Because after a while, it falls on deaf ears. And yes, we always have the right to correct, to instruct, to train. But sometimes when we've done that and we're hitting our head against the wall, that may be one of those things that we need to take to the Lord in prayer and just trust Him with and ask Him to show us a new way of how to deal with it. And He'll do that. Well, next week I will share with you the fourth role of a mom, which is the doorkeeper. And I hope that you've enjoyed this series. I hope it's been helpful for you, at least in framing, you know, what am I supposed to be doing here? What is this all about? And these roles have helped me to form a grid of what are my days for? You know, what is the main thing, right? But before we go, I would like to just say a prayer over you. Father, I thank you for my friends who are listening today. Lord, they're in the trenches, and I thank you that you care, that, Lord, they may feel like they are just hitting their head against the wall, but, Lord, you have a plan, and I ask you to show them your plan, and I pray, Lord, that when they come to you in prayer for their children, that you would help them, that you would teach them how to pray. And I pray, Lord God, that they would see the answers to their prayers. So there would be, Lord, just a stirring and an encouragement to keep on praying. And Lord, even when they don't see answers, even when it feels like, Lord, that the answers aren't coming, I pray that you would help them, Lord, to believe that you are storing up every one of those prayers, that they're never lost. And Lord, I pray that you would give them a great desire to send their children out of their homes covered in prayer. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that you love our children more than we do. And Lord, we pray not our will, not our plan, not our purpose, but yours for our children. We put them in your hands today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you've enjoyed this episode today and will join me here again next week. You can find more encouragement on my blog at gracefromyhome.com. God bless. Bye-bye.